From Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest, this is Induction Ida and Strong Induction Sten in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Belfry stood as the Academy's tallest tower. Its limestone stairs spiraled upward, winding around themselves for 137 steps. Ida and Sten, assistants to the Bellmaster, climbed these stairs twice daily. Their ascent marked the sunrise, their descent the sunset. It was a rhythm etched into their bones. Ida discovered a way to conquer the climb during her first week. She had stood at the bottom, gazing up at the seemingly endless helix of stone. The task felt immense, almost impossible. Then a thought clicked into place. Every morning, before she began, she whispered her rule. "If I can take the first step," she would murmur, "and if I can take the next step from whatever step I'm standing on, then I can take all the steps." This was Ida's induction rule. She called it her domino rule because each step felt like knocking over the next in a long, predictable line. She took a deep breath, said the words, and started her ascent. Sten, always a little more thoughtful, approached the stairs with a different understanding. He watched Ida, admired her straightforward method, but felt something was missing. His own rule acknowledged a deeper connection. "If I can take the first step," Sten would say softly, "and if my knowing how to take the next step depends not just on the step I'm standing on, but on everything I've already done, every step behind me, then I can take all the steps." This was Sten's strong induction rule. He considered it his stronger rule because it carried the weight of history. He would nod to himself, a quiet acknowledgement of the path already traveled, then begin his climb. Most days, both rules proved equally effective. They each reached the top, panting slightly, ready for their duties. But on the day a bell rope snapped at step 79, the subtle difference between their two philosophies became critically important. The Bellmaster appeared at the base of the staircase, a heavy coil of new rope slung over his shoulder. His brow was furrowed, a rare sight. He looked at his two assistants, his gaze serious. "Step 79, he announced, his voice echoing in the stone shaft. "Bell rope frayed all the way through. Needs replacing. Who's going?"
Ida glanced at Sten, then Sten at Ida. They both spoke at once. "I'll go." The Bellmaster nodded. "All right, both of you. Ida, you go first. You'll carry the new rope. Sten will follow with the splicer's tools." He held up a hand, emphasizing his next words. "The thing is, you have to coordinate. Each step Sten takes has to be coordinated with where you already are. Otherwise, the rope will get tangled. It's a tight squeeze up there."
"Got it," Ida said, her voice firm. She took the thick coil of rope, settling its weight into her arms. It was heavier than she expected. She started upward, her mind already focusing on her rule. "If I can take the first step, and if I can take the next step from whatever step I'm on, I can take all the steps." The new bell rope, still stiff and unyielding, coiled in her arms. She moved with a steady rhythm. Step 1, step 2. From step 5, she took step 6. From step 38, she took step 39. Her rule was simple. The previous step was all she needed to consider. She didn't need to recall steps 1 through 37, she only needed to remember step 38, and that was enough to confidently take step 39. The rope snaked behind her, a living thing. She reached step 79, a small landing carved into the wall. She began the careful work of splicing the new rope, her fingers nimble. Once the knot was secure, she called down, her voice echoing, "All right, Sten, come on up." Sten began his ascent, the heavy leather pouch of splicer's tools clinking softly against his hip. He used his own rule, his gaze sweeping the steps ahead of him, but his mind working backward. "If I can take the first step, and if my next step depends on everything I've already done, I can take all the steps." This was crucial now. The rope was a variable, a moving part. At step 38, Sten paused. He didn't just look at the step beneath his foot. He remembered. Ida passed through this step a few minutes ago. She left the rope coiled along the right wall, keeping it clear of the center. I know this because I saw her do it from below, watching her careful movements. So when he took step 39, he knew he needed to avoid the rope.
This meant stepping precisely on the left side of step 39, a decision informed not just by the immediate step, but by everything Ida had done before. He stepped left on 39. No tangle. The rope lay undisturbed.
At step 55, he paused again. He pictured Ida. She turned around at step 55 to call down to me, to check my progress. When she turned, she shifted the rope to the inside of the spiral, hugging the wall. So when he stepped onto 55, he instinctively knew to step outside, giving the rope a wide berth. He stepped outside on 55. Again, no tangle. He continued, each step a deliberate calculation based on the entire sequence of Ida's actions. Finally, at step 79, he arrived next to Ida. The new rope lay perfectly aligned, not a single coil out of place. "How did you know?" Ida asked, her eyes wide. "I wasn't even thinking about where I put it." Sten shrugged, a slight smile touching his lips. "I needed everything. All of it." Ida considered his words on the way back down. They walked together, the new bell rope now safely installed, ready to ring at sunset. The climb down felt lighter, the air cooler. "So your rule isn't wrong," Ida said, choosing her words carefully. "But it's heavier, more to carry." "It's heavier," Sten agreed. He watched his feet, navigating the descent. "My rule is just only think about the step you're on," Ida explained, articulating her process. "Take the next step from that step. Don't carry the whole history with you." "Right," Sten confirmed. "And it works for most things. For just climbing the stairs, for example."
"Your rule, though," Ida continued, "is to keep all of the history with you. Use everything you've done, everything that happened before, to decide the next step." "Exactly," Sten said. "And mine works for most things," Ida repeated, trying to find the edge of its usefulness. "For most things, yes," Sten conceded. "But for some things," Ida mused, a new understanding dawning, "like coordinating with you and the rope, mine isn't enough, because the rope's position depends on every step that came before. So I'd need to know the whole history of where the rope went, not just where I'm standing now." "Right," Sten said, meeting her gaze. "That's when mine helps." Ida nodded slowly. "If we were just climbing the stairs alone, both rules would get us to the top. They'd give the same answer." "They would," Sten confirmed. "It's only when the next step needs to know something older than just the previous step that yours matters," Ida concluded, feeling the weight of the distinction. "That's when stronger induction earns its weight," Sten said, using the formal term he'd learned from the Bellmaster.
Ida nodded again, a thoughtful expression on her face. "So we're both telling kids the same story, mostly. Mine is the simpler version. Yours is the version that handles harder problems." "Yours is the version most kids start with," Sten added. "Mine is the version they grow into when the problem they're proving is more tangled." "Same family," Ida decided. "Different siblings." "Different siblings," Sten echoed, satisfied. That sunset, they rang the bell together. Ida pulled the new rope, its fibers still stiff but responsive. Sten counted the strokes, his voice clear and steady. The bell rang 137 times, once for each step they had climbed, a resonant echo of their journey. Sten said, his voice soft, "Every stroke depends on every earlier stroke." Ida smiled. "But every stroke is fine on its own, too." Both rules held true. Both rules had carried them up. Both rules carried them down. Both rules offered correct ways of thinking about the staircase and about the world. "Good induction," Ida said, a new respect in her tone. "Good strong induction," Sten replied, a quiet pride in his. Outside, the kingdom lay quiet, bathed in the fading light. The sun settled into the sea, painting the horizon in hues of orange and purple. The bell rang for a long, clear time, its sound carrying far across the land.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Induction IDA and Strong Induction STEN. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.